This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following ruckus by the opposition after BJP MP Nishikant Dubey made certain allegations against top Congress leaders as well as on the issue of Sambhal violence. During the zero hour, Mr. Dubey, while citing a report by a French publication, said such forces are trying to derail the Indian Parliament and the country's economy. He alleged that Congress leaders, including Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, and some other opposition leaders, post such reports on their social media handles. The members from the Congress, DMK and others created uproar in the House on the issue of alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and on Sambhal violence. As the ruckus continued in the House, the Speaker adjourned the House till 2 p.m. In the Rajya Sabha also, the issue of a report by a French publication was raised. During the zero hour, BJP MP Sudhanshu Trivedi raised the issue, alleging suspicious attacks on national interest from abroad. He said in the last 3 years, whenever the parliament session takes place, such reports appear. He added that since India set the goal of becoming a Vikasit Bharat, several foreign activities have targeted India's economic, moral and social aspects. President Draupadi Murmu today called upon agricultural scientists to devise new plans in accordance with the present time to protect farmers from challenges like natural disasters, climate change and misutilization of natural resources. She said the latest drone technology, remote sensing, artificial intelligence and nanotechnology must be used to empower the field of agriculture and agriculturists. Addressing the 40th convocation of Odisha University of Agriculture and Technology in Bhubaneswar this morning, the president said agricultural scientists must focus on preservation of soil health, environment, soil conservation and proper utilization of natural resources while devising new plans for the country. She said India has achieved tremendous growth in the field of agriculture in the last few decades and it is exporting food grains and agricultural instruments to other countries. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Maharashtra for the third time this evening. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will administer the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Fadnavis at Mumbai's historic Azad Maidan at 5:30 p.m. Along with him, the state's cabinet ministers are also expected to take oath today. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today inspected a newly built road-cum-rail vehicle at the New Delhi Railway Station premises. Talking to the media, Mr. Vaishnav said this rail machinery is a new innovation built after detailed discussions with railway employees and supervisors on modernizing the motor trolley facility. Highlighting the upgrade, the minister said the earlier motor trolley facility used for maintenance of track was decades old. Russian President Vladimir Putin has lauded the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government for its efforts in creating stable conditions for small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, in India. Addressing an investment forum in Moscow yesterday, Mr. Putin also highlighted India's economic initiatives, particularly the Make in India initiative, while drawing similarities with Russia's import substitution program. President Putin noted that India's leadership focused on a policy of prioritizing its interests and expressed Russia's readiness to establish manufacturing operations in India. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will be launching the European Space Agency's Proba 3 spacecraft today. It is an ambitious space venture aimed at studying the sun's corona. The PSLV C-59 launch vehicle will carry the Proba 3 spacecraft into a highly elliptical orbit at 4:04 p.m. Indian Standard Time from the Satish Dhawan Space Centre in Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. In France, the government has collapsed after lawmakers of both left and right wings joined forces to push a vote of no confidence against the country's Prime Minister, Michel Barnier. A total of 331 lawmakers from both the left-wing New Popular Front Alliance and the far-right National Rally supported a no-confidence motion in the country's lower house, far exceeding the 288 votes needed to pass the motion. The Prime Minister addressed the nation just before the vote, calling it an honour to have served France and its people with dignity. And with that, we end this news bulletin.